What's up, everybody? Welcome to Idiot Sandwich again. Once again, you're on Idiot Sandwich, and the sandwich this week is a healthy sandwich alternative. It's a taco on a corn tortilla, because that's healthier, I think, than flour. So it's a healthy alternative to a sandwich, but it's sort of still like a sandwich, especially if the bottom of the taco shell breaks out. Anyway, welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings, the first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
Are tacos? No, they are. If anything, closer to hot dogs than a sandwich.
Yeah.
What was a Mexican sandwich?
But is a hot cubano. Dog is hot dog a sandwich? That's the real question.
I think a hot dog is an open face sandwich.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, that's just my.
I mean, you know why not? You know.
Hey.
It's got more of the inside covered up than a regular sandwich.
Hey man, if treating a hot dog like a sandwich is a crime, lack me. But yeah, guys, welcome to Idiot Sandwich.
Yeah. If calling a hot dog a sandwich is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Yep. That's Brent.
Yeah, yours was funnier, though. Sorry.
That's guys. Brent.
See, I'm Brent.
And I'm Pat.
He's Pat. I forgot where we do that now.
Yep.
I can't believe you remembered.
Yeah. Are we both tired?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm also think I'm losing my voice.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we need to mention that this is a day late. You might know that. You might not. But regardless.
But it was my fault.
It's a day late. And we forgot.
Mostly me. Entirely me.
Well, I also forgot.
True. But I wasn't here.
Yeah, that's true. Man. Even if I had remembered, I couldn't have done it.
Couldn't have done it without you, bud.
Hey, do you want to know the story about that sugar on the desk?
Okay, so just for everyone that's not you or I, for those people, we have a 4-pound bag of pure granulated sugar directly in my spot on the desk.
Yeah. So the reason why I have the sugar is because I was, and Pat, it's nothing personal, nothing against you. Love you. You're my best friend. Whole world. But I've been reading some forums, and I found out.
You shouldn't do that. No one should be on the forums anymore.
Well, they're science forums.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. And I found out that, you know how... They're, like, sometimes there's a class in high school where you carry around a bag of sugar or flour and pretend like it's a baby for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's supposed to teach you responsibility because, like, you know, if you slash a hole in a sugar bag, you're going to slash a hole in your baby, and that's
exactly.
No good. That's no good.
Right? I thought we had animatronic babies.
They say that's what they say in the doctor's office. Is it, hey, doc, is it okay if I accidentally, because when I did my project in high school, I slashed a hole in the flour bag. Is it okay if I do that to my baby? Because, you know, they heal.
And the doctor looked at him and said, are you King Solomon?
No. He says
that was a good
joke. He said that's not what he said though. He said no good. That's what he said. He looked at him. He said no good. Yeah. So the doctor said no good. So basically, I think I got a little off topic. I'm just talking about the project in high school.
Yeah.
Where you carry around the bag of sugar as a baby. So, wow. I really took that somewhere else.
Welcome to the tangent corner.
That even surprised me there for a second. What the heck? Anyway.
We've been here so long, Brent grew a new mustache.
That's true. I shaved it at the beginning. I already have a new one. Anyway, so the bag of sugar. I was reading on the forums that some of those bags of sugar that made it through several years of project time were awarded the Sugar Purple Heart. However,
the sugar purple.
Yeah, the sugar purple. Most of them didn't make it that far, you know?
Okay.
But these ones did, but they also, like, they don't look like babies anymore, you know? They're old sugar dads bags.
Sugar daddies. We got a couple bags of sugar daddies here.
Yeah, so the bags of sugar grow up and they're like, they're just in a bad spot, man. So they go to sugar rehab. And anyway, they get out and most of them actually, I don't know if it's just like this is sort of like the one activity that they suggest you try whenever you are at rehab, this particular rehab, because there aren't that many, you know, rehab facilities that will rehabilitate sugar bags. So yeah.
I just like the distance you've gone.
Yeah. Well,
already.
We're almost.
It's amazing.
We're almost there, man. We're getting real close.
Okay.
But one of the activities that they suggest they do, so that they have some consistency in their life and they have some things that they can actually pour some creativity into, is podcasting. So there's actually this website of many decommissioned sugar bags, sugar bag babies that, you know, want to be on different kinds of podcasts.
Gotcha.
So basically, I tell you all that to say that's Jeff.
This is Jeff.
That's Jeff.
This great value, pure granulated sugar.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I was going to replace you with Jeff.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's why you started off with a compliment.
I'm really sorry, man. I'm really, really sorry.
No, I can tag out. Here you go.
No, hold on. Yeah, yeah. Yep. So here's the deal. It was a scam.
Really?
Yeah, it was a scam.
Oh, my God.
But I can't do anything about it because they said they were going to send me a sugar bag. And I mean, look at it. That's a $300 bag of sugar.
You spent $300 on this bag of sugar?
I spent $300 on funny Jeff who wanted a podcast.
That's all the podcast money that we had.
We didn't all have our, any.
Guys.
I stole money from you, Pat.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You know what the...
Because I thought you would just be really happy about the investment.
It's cool. I stole that money from Michael.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So anyway...
Sorry, accepted an investment.
Yeah.
That he had yet to add to his portfolio.
Yeah, it was an investment opportunity for all of us, honestly. So, that's not true. None of that's true. Pat, you want to know what really happened? You want to know what really happened, Pat?
Yes.
You don't really know how that got here?
Yes.
I was hanging out at my friend's house, and she was cleaning up her apartment, and... there was a bag of sugar, and she said, "Do you want this?" And I said, "I could probably use it." And it made it to my desk.
And now we have...
Jeff.
Jeff, a 4-pound bag of sugar.
He's really 4 pounds? Man, he's packing on the pounds.
Packing on the pounds. Dude, Jeff. I weighed 9 pounds when I was born.
So he's actually like... he's a small baby.
He's a preemie.
Yeah. I didn't want to go there, but...
I kind of did. Yeah, I kind of wanted
it. Well, here we are. We're there.
We were dancing it, and I was ready to just dance.
Yeah, so the sugar bag project, like, normally it's a flour bag, because that's closer to the weight of an actual infant.
Mm-hmm.
This is a specialized class for taking care of preemies.
Yeah.
And they carry sugar bag.
Taking care of them preemies.
Yep. All right, we're going to skaboodle on past that one, am I right?
We're going to skaboodle on right past it, dude. I bought a tiny teapot this past weekend.
Wow.
Very small teapot. Something is buzzing in my...
I actually thought you were about to pull the small teapot out of your pocket.
No. I have a picture. I will send you the picture. I put it on...
You posted it on the internet.
I posted it on Instagram. I'm not going to do that.
Don't friggin' do not send me... If you send me a picture of the teapot that you already posted on the internet, that I already commented on the image...
Brent, it's so small.
And you own it? It's in this house.
Yes. On top of the smallest jar of honey.
And you're going to send me a picture of it?
Yes.
Pat, absolutely not.
But for the Imgur.
If you do that, I am going to break your phone in half.
For the Imgur. I'm really glad you didn't say the tiny teapot, because I feel like my reaction would have been, please, don't do that. I need that tiny teapot. There are people after me that need that tiny teapot.
Wow. Wait. So... is it like a relic?
Yes. I'm like Indiana Jones, but since we can't legally say that I am or am not Indiana Jones,
legally,
I am Illinois James.
Nice, good one. Hey, I did a really Indiana Jones thing today. You're going to love this.
Oh, I'm ready to hear it.
Okay, so first of all, I broke a shot glass at work. That was not very Indiana Jones.
That doesn't sound like Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones would drink a shot out of that shot glass.
Yeah, well, I don't. What do you drink, an espresso shot out of it? I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway.
Who's to say?
Regardless. But that led to the opportunity for me to do Indiana Jones move. So.
Nice.
Yeah. So here's the deal. At work, when we pull an espresso shot, it always does a double shot out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how espresso works. It pulls two shots at a time. Okay? And we just put them all into one cup. And then we pour that into something else. There's another way that you can pull the espresso where there's actually two spouts and it still pulls a full double shot, like the same amount of time, cool. Same amount of liquid and everything. Gotcha. But it pours them actually into two separate cups. So then you have two single shots. Okay?
I didn't mean to yawn in the middle of your story, bro.
We never do that. Okay? Mm-hmm. We always use the double shot cups. That was what I broke because that's what we use. And then my boss grabbed out these other shot glasses, and they looked a lot smaller. And she put one underneath. She got both of them out, so, like, I think she knew, but she put one of them underneath. And I was like, are you sure that's going to hold a double shot? And she said, yeah, these hold a double shot. And we put them on a scale, so, like, we stop them when they're at 40 grams because that's a double shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's filling up, right? And it's at, like, 25 grams, and it's dang near the top. And I go, it's not going to make it. And I grabbed the other little glass, and I switched it. I switched it really fast.
That's what I did, fast.
Yeah, just like the bag.
Woo!
The Indiana Jones
exactly.
He takes a bag of sand, and then he switches it with the idol really fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then guess what? That didn't work.
So how'd that work out for
him? It didn't work. It didn't work for him.
What about?
Okay, this is something that I recently thought about. I think it is absurd that everyone's like, whoa, it's so cool. How did he know the exact weight of the idol to fill up the sand? And he figured out how heavy the sandbag was so that he could switch it. And then the booby trap wouldn't go off. The booby trap went off!
How many people have you talked about Indiana Jones recently?
I've never talked about this. It's just a recent realization. The booby trap went off.
Yeah.
The bag of sand, not impressive.
Didn't work.
He didn't even need to put it on there.
He would have been
better off just grabbing it and running.
Yeah, that's why I love that movie scene so much, because it's like, oh my God, look at him. He knows exactly what he's done this 1,000 times. He must know the exact measurement of the thing. And you're like, oh, look at how good he is. And then it, like, starts saying, and it's like, okay, he's kind of a dipshit. I think that was Steven Spielberg setting up Indiana Jones is kind of just lucky and unlucky.
Yeah. And I think that was probably actually what they were trying to do, huh? Was that, like, that exactly what you said is what it was.
Mm.
But everyone always just perceives that as, like, he was so, like, nobody... I feel like nobody grabs the second half of that joke, you know?
Mm-hmm. Never.
Because, like, that's the iconic part, is where he switches it, right? But it shouldn't be, because it didn't fucking work.
It didn't fucking work. Well, the entirety of the Indiana Jones, like, the first movie, the Raiders of the Lost Ark, like, the entirety of that movie would have, like, it would have ended the same way if Indiana Jones was not in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, more people probably would have died. But... it still results in Nazi face melting.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, by the way. If you haven't seen Raiders of the Lost Ark and you're listening to this, I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, I don't know why you're listening to this if you haven't seen the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Like, that just doesn't add up.
I'm not saying you're not allowed to listen to us anymore.
No, but you still I would appreciate can, but, like, you it just doesn't. It just doesn't make sense that your interests would get there, you know?
Like, it weirds me out a little bit. If you haven't, I suggest you go see it.
It weirds me out a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Just a skosh.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, I did that. Anyway. Boy. I'm really going hog wild on this one, huh?
You are, dude. It's been super entertaining this entire time. What with Jeff the Bag of Sugar.
Yeah.
And a rant that turned in, that, and, like, a story that turned into an Indiana Jones rant. It has been Maybe.
Man, I could have done this last night by myself, I guess.
I 100%. Hey, get on those message boards, everybody. Let us know, do you want solo sandwich?
Solo sandwich.
Which is one
not.
Piece of bread.
I could
which
not
is a
do
hot
that.
Dog sandwich.
I could not do that.
Neither of us could do that. No, it sounds awful.
It would be so
and
bad.
I would not want to record it and then be like, hey, Brent, can you bounce this for me?
Yeah.
Edit it for me real quick and bounce it, please.
Oh, I would hate that.
You wouldn't do it. Because it'd be stupid.
Yeah, I would hate that.
We kind of need there to be two of us.
Yeah, I know. Neither one of us is funny without the other. Hey, here's something funny that happened today.
It better include me or otherwise it's not going to be funny, remember?
Oh, man.
Go on and tell it anyway.
Do you want to act as a girl who may or may not be interested in me that works nearby my place of work?
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, then
good.
I guess it's not going to be funny. But anyway.
It'll be funny. I'll listen to it regardless.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the best part is there are like a shit ton of people just listening to you tell the story anyways.
True.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll think it's funny.
Probably. Someone's going to like the story.
So anyway, there's this girl, and she like she comes in a lot because she works next door, and like, you know, she's a blonde-haired white girl. She wants friggin' lattes, okay? Anyway.
It's a stereotype that no one can deny.
Yeah.
That nobody can deny.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so we did that. Yeah, we did that. All right, we're going to roll right past that one. Lost my train of thought.
Yep.
Not doing
she
a good
comes
job.
In for
not,
the lattes.
Not doing a good job. Rolling
comes
past.
In for them lattes.
Yeah, I remember what I'm talking about now. So she comes in, and like, you know, I sort of just flirt with everybody who comes into the store, right? Because that's what I do.
You got to sell it. When you're everyone knows it. When you're selling coffee, you're selling sex.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they teach us in barista school.
Yeah.
So. anyway, I don't flirt with everyone, but honestly, like, if I think that there's a cute girl, I'm probably gonna flirt with her, regardless.
It's a fair assumption to be made.
Yeah, yeah. Regardless. So, like, you know, I have flirted with this girl before, absolutely. And she came in yesterday. And, like, she was sort of flirting with me, and I was, like, not really doing it back, you know, because I was, like, I had a lot to do, actually. And I felt sort of weird about it because, like, I don't know. Anyway, I felt weird about it.
Yeah?
And then yesterday she asked me, like, so do you work every day now? And I was like, yeah, I work most days now that Kyle left. She was like, oh, okay. She said, are you working tomorrow? And I said, yep. And I didn't even tell her what time. I just said, yep.
Oh.
I know. Look at me. Freaking.
No one asks that question unless they are, like, planning to come see you.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, yeah. I'm freaking hard to get. Am I right, Pat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
My boy is a catch. God damn it.
I catch, sometimes I catch colds.
That's anyway. Good enough, honestly. That joke. Honestly, like, if you
because honestly, I don't really catch that much other stuff. I'm not that good at catching.
Yeah.
Like physical objects, you know?
Exactly. That's what we're referring to.
Catching feelings. I can do that.
Oh, we're so good at that. Yeah, we're fucking champions.
We're the best.
I am the champion of love.
So anyway.
That'd be...
This girl came in today.
That's the title of my like 80s power ballad album.
Yeah.
Champions of Love.
This girl came in today. And here's the other thing is that like she sometimes has like a tab at our store, and she just, like, pays it at the end of the week. It's, like, whatever.
Okay.
Because she works, like, right by us, and she's obviously going to be coming back in. So I put something on her tab yesterday, and today when she came in, my coworker, who I feel like I need to point out is a woman, just because, like...
Here's
just,
a note.
It just makes more sense for the conversation. But she, my coworker... She was, she took this girl's order when she came in today. Mm-hmm. I was, like, in the back working on food or something. Anyway, so she came in and was, like, taking her order, and then I came out from the back. And that when that girl saw me, she immediately goes, hey, I knew I was going to see you here today. And
it's
I
like,
was
yeah,
because
like, I said you
I
would.
I was like, yeah, what's up? Here I am. And, she, so I don't even remember. We exchanged pleasantries, I guess, if we hadn't already. I literally don't remember what happened in this conversation today. Like, it was absolutely nothing. Like, there's no substance to it whatsoever.
But there was a conversation, and that's
a conversation was had. She was, yeah, pretty clearly flirting with me. We made her drinks. She left. And my coworker said, yeah, I bet if you took her order, she would have asked you to put it on her tab. And I was like, I said, what does that mean? And she just looked at me. She's like, kind of like, you know what that means. And I was like, no. I said, what does it mean? And she goes, I think you know what I mean. And I said, no, I need you to say it. I need this ego boost. Please, say
please,
it. Please.
For me!
Anyway, she is very convinced that this girl has a crush on me. But here's the thing. The girl has a boyfriend. And also, I know that doesn't mean anything, but here's the big kicker, Pat. Here's the big kicker.
Yeah.
I followed her on Instagram a couple days ago because it came up on, like, people you should follow. So I followed her.
Naturally.
And guess what? She ain't following me back.
Oh.
So she doesn't like me.
Oh, okay.
Right?
I was so fucking confused right there.
Right? Like, that's what that means, right?
If she doesn't follow you back, probably. I don't know.
Like, why wouldn't she? Like, you don't have to like someone to follow them. But if you like someone, you're going to follow them, you know?
Yeah. So wow, anyway. That got really sad.
But here's the thing, man. I think she just wants free drinks. I figured it out. I think she's just flirting with me. Here's the other thing, Pat. This girl, way out of my league.
Does she know
your name? Way out of my league.
Does she know your name?
I honestly don't think she does.
How the fuck would she find... Oh, you followed her. I'm a fucking idiot. Holy shit.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, everybody.
So anyway.
Idiot sandwich.
Yeah.
There's a reason that word is in there.
It's in there. He's talking about sandwich.
Hey. It's in there.
It's in there.
Let me tell you. Yeah, I mainly at work get flirted with by the older ladies.
Yeah. Like, no, most of the old ladies who come into where I work are mean. I don't know why.
I literally had an old lady come in and, like, I got the if I were a few years younger comment.
Oof. I hope that never happens to me. I will be so uncomfortable. I will not know what to say.
It scared me. Like, deep in my
soul.
But
did you think about it?
Did I think about dating this old woman?
Yeah.
No. Because, like...
Pat.
Okay, yes. It passed my mind. Anybody who has ever hit on me at anywhere...
Yeah, for sure. You're just like, I wonder.
It's like, oh, I wonder if I could date that person. And, you know, as I have a normal functioning brain most of the time, I can go, no, I wouldn't. However, there have definitely been times, definitely over the summer, where an old lady has hit on me, and I was definitely not feeling great. I'd feel alone, and I would go, I got it.
Did you flirt with the old ladies?
I flirt with everybody.
Yeah, me too, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, especially the old ladies. Dude, they appreciate it so much more. Like, I'm a young, handsome guy. We're young, handsome men. We're big, strapping young boys.
Yeah, that's what they call us.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Speaking of old ladies that are mean, there's a mean old lady who came in today.
That doesn't surprise. I feel like you guys get a lot of mean old ladies.
No, there's this one group of ladies who comes in on Thursdays, and they're like... Actually, that's not true. Some of them are nice. Like, half of them are nice, and half of them are mean. And they always get the same food. And drinks. And then they do old lady stuff for a while, I guess. And then they leave.
Old lady stuff?
I think that they all live together.
That dude.
There's like five of them. I think they all live together. They talk about their husbands, but I think there's a Golden Girls situation going on.
We're all just really good friends and live together all the time.
Yeah, and our husbands don't live with us.
Me, 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 me.
I don't know really the premise of the Golden Girls other than that they're old.
I know there's Betty White.
Yeah.
Who was around before the process to slice bread was patented.
Yeah, that's just such a funny joke. You're busting my gut over here, man.
So, Betty White is older than sliced bread.
Oh! Oh, God.
My gut.
Oh,
it's busted.
Pat, you gotta stop. Oh, man. Oh, oh Pat. Oh. Oh, I don't feel so good.
Oh, no. What's wrong, Brent?
Pat.
What's up, buddy?
My gut.
Oh, what's wrong with
it? Oh, my gut.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, Pat, you busted my gut. Oh my god, it's busted. I don't know if I'm gonna recover from such a gnarly gut busting.
I hate you.
Anyway, that joke is stupid and I hate it.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
So, we've been doing pretty good right this time, huh, Pat?
I think we've been doing pretty solid.
I feel like I've been talking a lot more than you. We've had some ramblers. Yeah.
Well, like, in between, in the moments of silence, I'm trying to, like, think of, like, what I've done, like, this week.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, it keeps coming up blank. I went to an art auction. And that's where I got a tiny teapot. I'm going to see a musical being put on by Murray State tomorrow called The Pirates of Pantzine, I believe it's called. I remember, I don't want to say anything about this because I haven't seen it, so I can't say, I don't want to be like, it's good or it's bad without having seen it.
The Pirate?
The Pirates of Pantzine.
Yeah.
Also,
no, nobody's expecting you to give a review of it, man.
Cool. Guys, don't you worry.
I didn't even know it existed until today. Just now, when you said it. Guys, don't you worry. What's up?
Oh, guys, don't you worry. I won't give you a review until I know exactly how it feels. This is like the first musical that I have been to. I said that real weird. This is like the first musical that I've been to in, or I'm going to be going to in like a while though.
Yeah.
Like I have not seen a musical on stage since high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think in the musical, do you think there's going to be a parrot?
I hope so, man. Like,
how many eye patches? Like if you, I think you should maybe bring...
a spare,
like a whiteboard, or maybe just a notepad and tally. Tally how many eye patches.
I'll tally the eye patches, the parrots, and maybe also the peg legs.
Yeah, sure. So let's take a guess right now. How many eye patches do you think?
I think that there are going to be three eye patches.
How many cast members do you think there are? Like a lot?
I'd hope so.
Big cast?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to say...
like it's a decent sized cast.
I want to... I could just price it right you, because I think there's more than that. And you only said three.
Say four, then.
I could, but I want to say five.
Okay. So we,
I want to say six.
Okay, I'm saying that there will be three eye patches.
Yeah.
No more.
Yeah. And
Brent is saying there will be six eye patches. No more. So Brent has a larger area to be correct, because he's got four, five, and six on me. However, if it's three or less, I win.
Cool.
Nice. No, I'm pretty excited about it. It was supposed to be a date, but then a bunch of people got accidentally invited themselves because they wanted to meet me. And I was like, oh!
Oh, it's so funny that you accidentally did that.
Cool! Cool! And I was like, over the week, I've been like, yeah, you know, I am cool with it. And I was cool with it when it happened. I was still just like, man, I don't think that I'm exciting enough to want to do that. Like, at all.
Why do you people care? Get
Why
away
do
from
people
me.
Want to meet
yeah,
me?
Yeah, but here's the problem. It's not you, man. It ain't you.
It ain't me.
Don't worry. There's still time for them to be underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it for their friend. Because they love their friend. And you're saying these are Allison's friends, right?
They are Allison's staff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
Yes.
Her employees, yeah.
Bad. Yeah, exactly.
So she...
Is she gave me that and I was like, cool,
so
awesome.
So here's the
I'm
thing.
I'm gonna roll with it.
It's because they like her, not because they care about you.
I hope that's the case, man.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're gonna be sorely disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah, man. They might still be.
I went to a program that her RAs were putting on the other night.
I'm being really mean. I'm sorry.
That's totally cool, brother. I'm rolling with it pretty easily. But like, they put on a program the other night for they were making dog blankets.
Pat, do you want me to invite myself to the play, and then Allison will be like, "This is Pat, and this is Pat's friend."
If you happen to show up, I wouldn't like not want to see you. I'm not going to invite you to this.
I don't want to go. I have to play a gig tomorrow.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Another thing is like Michael's dad asked us, or like
yeah,
not Michael,
I actually really
Michael,
want to see
yeah.
this.
Michael asked us like his dad does a lot of tour bus related stuff, and he was like, hey, my dad has two tickets to a Data Remembers show tomorrow, if either of you want them. And I was like, I'm going to a pirate musical. So I will be unable to attend.
Oh my god. Did you ever think you would say that in your entire life? Yeah, I'll pass on the Data Remembers.
I gotta go see these pirates sing and dance.
Oh my gosh, man, that freaking got me. I gotta go see Spider Singing Dance. Yeah, and like, oh, I gotta see their set pieces.
I gotta see it. The production design must be insane. Speaking of musical stuff,
what kind of songs will they be singing? What kind of crazy antics are these pirates gonna get up to?
Mostly plundering and murder. Like a lot of it.
Oh, it's like it's not a...
They hired real pirates. Real Somali pirates.
For the play?
Yes. There will be no singing and dancing. Yeah. What? It was amazing they got him. Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It's amazing, Brent.
It isn't.
Yeah. No. Dude, like, I lost so bad where I was going with that statement. Oh. It had more to do, the production design is insane. Pirates. Nope, I friggin' lost it. Oh my gosh.
I don't know what you're doing, man.
I'm so angry. I'm not doing a thing now.
Oh.
I lost the story. I lost the bit.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, man.
Remember when you were in a musical as a background dancer?
A background dancer?
Background dancer. You knew what I was trying to say.
Oh, I honestly thought you said background, and I was like,
background!
What? I was like, what musical was that?
Yep.
Yeah, I do. I had to learn a Viennese waltz.
Ooh, I still have no idea how to waltz, so...
I was not that good at it, and I don't remember how to do it, so...
But at one point, you did, and that's
At
neat.
One point, I could, yeah, for like 4 seconds. Because that was the entirety that it was in the dance, the steps.
I can shift back and forth.
Yeah, I also was in... What other musical? Oh, I was in Annie Get Your Gun. I played... Pawnee Bill and Annie Get Your Gun.
Pawnee Bill?
Yeah, Pawnee Bill. Oh. That's where I grew my first mustache.
Nice.
Yeah, I grew my first mustache for that, my junior year of high school.
It
was a weak-ass mustache, man. And here's the thing. You want to know the thing?
Yep.
You do want to know the thing. Okay?
Yes.
So here's the thing. Everyone was like, whoa, Brent, you grew that mustache. That's crazy. On stage, I colored it in with eyeliner.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I lied. I lied to a lot of people, Pat.
Shit.
Yeah, they thought... Because, like, up close, it looked pretty good. But, you know...
Well, there's no lying about your mustache now, at least.
Oh, no, my mustache is all natural now.
It's the real deal. I was in a musical in elementary school that was basically, like, the OK... I don't remember what it was called. It was, like, candy mixed with the OK Corral. So it was a lot of candy-related songs... But I was a tech specialist cowboy.
No. What?
Because the
guy... How does that match your personality exactly right now?
Hey there, I'm Ranger Rick, tech specialist cowboy. Well, it seems what you got here is a problem with your 84 processor. Well, you're going to have to overclock that to get yourself home by Sunday. We used to do this all the time at the old house where we would do old-timey prospector
yeah,
with Taz.
Yeah, I love the old-timey prospector character.
Old-timey. Well, we would always do it. What would we always be playing? It'd be like Battlefield?
I feel like it was when you were playing Siege.
Oh, yeah, Siege. It's like, now remember, everybody, make sure to be careful and take those grappling hooks and throw them up on the roof. We got to get the hostages out of there without any casualties.
Yeah, anyway, I love this character. It's good. But anyway... We were talking about pirates, I think.
We 100% were talking about pirates, and then I asked if you'd been in a musical, and then you...
Oh, I remember. Okay, yeah, we're back on it.
Back on it.
So, yeah, you know the other musical that I was in?
What was it?
Well, I played in The Pit for... Oh, what's the... You know, what is it? You're a Good Man Charlie Brown.
Yeah, oh, yeah!
And I played in The Pit for... Wedding Singer...
Oh, I remember that one. Never went and saw it, but I remember it happening.
Yeah. And then in college, I played in The Pit for Sister Act. That was very fun. That might have been my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I also played in Crazy for You, which was a remake of a Gershwin play.
Hmm.
So anyway, now that you've heard all the musical that Brent has been a part of, how many musicals for you, Pat?
Two.
Two.
Two. I played tech specialist cowboy where I literally had to fix a computer that was getting gummed up.
Oh, it was getting gummed up?
The song that I performed my tech specialist stuff to was called Sticky Situation. Oh, and yeah, the chorus literally went as such, Sticky Situation is how the song went. And then it ended with me throwing my chair back and dramatically pressing one key on the keyboard.
Wow.
They instructed me to do that. That was not improvised as the news tabloids were putting
out.
Oh,
yeah. They were thinking that that was just an amazing acting choice.
I had a fake mustache and wire-rimmed glasses and a giant-ass fringe jacket.
Wow.
Like down to to the ribcage fringe. And in the other play I was in, I played Jack in the Beanstalk at the Fantasy Oscars, or the Fairy Tale Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I climbed a ladder that was made up to look like vines in a tree.
Yeah,
and I sang a song called "Gonna Climb That Vine."
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't realize up until that point that I had stage fright.
So how'd that vine go, man? The vine was bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
It definitely did not go at all like I was. Like, I climbed it up fine. The singing was probably not the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were a child.
Yeah, I was a child. I was a baby.
The elementary school play that I was in was called E-I-E-I Oops. And I was a pig.
So it was another seemingly country farm type.
Yeah, yee-haw, am I right? So, yeah. I played a pig. The song I sang was called Ham It Up. We were dancing. We had top hats and frigging canes. We did a dance with them. And we said, ham it up. Yeah, I gotta ham it up.
I don't even know the words, but I feel like I'm already part of it.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's such a great song. But anyway, I forgot about that one. I think it was in another play in elementary school, but I don't remember what it was called.
I just, like, straight up, like, don't remember any of, like, the theater productions I was in my elementary school. Because we didn't do a great deal.
Wait, so what were the ones that you were in?
I think it was... Oh, I played a police... We did a production of Annie, but I didn't sing.
What?
Like, it was a very small...
Where?
Tennyson Elementary School.
You guys did... You did a real play?
Yeah. A shortened one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a preview.
I get it.
Yeah.
The trailer.
Yeah, exactly. I did Annie. Well, I was not Annie. God, I wish. Oh, man. I wish.
Can you imagine?
Do you dare me? We've been doing that way too much. But yeah, no. So I played a police constable that arrests Annie for being an orphan in public.
Oh, no. What?
That was not my stage direction. It just said, you arrest Annie. I'm guessing it's because she's a vagrant child in the middle of nowhere. But essentially, she was arrested for being an orphan in public, is what it sounded like to me when I read the script and now thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The best part of elementary school for me, though, was I never had to play the recorder.
Yeah, I did have to do that.
They had recorders, we just didn't play them.
I loved it at the time, man. I loved it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a trash instrument.
God, it's so bad.
Actually, I've heard, like, professionals play recorder, like, quartets.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, like, four different kinds of... Like, there's, like, a soprano, alto, tenor, and bass recorder. Did you know that?
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah.
I know, like, almost nothing about musical instruments.
Yeah, so there's that. And, you know, people who are good at it actually sounds really good. But here's the deal, Pat.
Mm-hmm. Hit me with the real deal.
The ones that you play when you're in, like, friggin' third grade, when you're a friggin' 10-year-old, 9-year-old, whatever age you are in third grade, when you're a friggin' 9-year-old, you know which one they give you?
Which one did they give you?
Soprano.
So the real high-pitched one.
Exactly.
That seems dangerous. Is that why there are so many recorders?
Have you ever walked by a room of third graders playing recorder? It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, don't make sense. Y'all remember Chris who came on? He's the only guest we've ever had on this podcast. But
we had Michael for about half an hour.
He came on for a little bit. Chris, the teacher, he is a music teacher, and he is not doing recorders. He got a grant to get ukuleles, and he has like 30 ukuleles in his classroom now. How
nice.
Rad is that?
That's such a cooler instrument, too.
Yeah.
Gosh. All right, put on a beanie, put on a flannel, grab a uke. Guess what? You're a heartthrob.
Yeah.
Whoever you are.
Yeah, for sure you're a heartthrob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. Man, Pat, I feel like we've hit all the bases today, you know?
We kind of have. We hit the Ramblers. We told some stories.
Yeah.
Not some very extensive stories.
Man, it's a good thing. This needs to be a good one because we're a day late.
Yeah, it really does. I'm big excited for like next week's episode because that's our Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, Thanksgiving. Yeah, we need to figure out when we're actually going to record that, man.
I say we should probably record it like a day early, my guess.
We need to record it before Wednesday.
Yeah.
For sure.
So let's record it on like...
Well, you know what?
Tuesday?
These people don't want to hear about this.
No, but they're going to get it at the same time, so...
Yeah. So anyway...
no one's going to listen to this on Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yeah, you're right. But anyway, listen to the podcast. Do you want to do memes? We're a little early for memes, but I think we can...
Yeah, let's pull out some memes. Let's pull out some memes.
We'll just ramble on them a little bit. How you feel about that, Pat?
I feel totally cool about doing that. There's the Dot Hawk, so it's scrolled up too far.
Yeah, the Dot Hawk.
There's
Kevin That could Feige go down in the fans. Is that meme funny Hall of Fame, honestly. The Dot Hawk.
Yep. So this first one I sent you, and I thought it was the same day that we got the big snow, I think, or like right around it.
Yeah, the big line.
Yeah, the caption. Yeah, the caption is "Winter is coming. Animals will be looking for places to get warm. Before starting your engine, be sure to check for cows on the hood of your car."
We did talk about this one last week.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Oh! Did we talk about the one that's a picture of Mario in a black and white picture, and then in the bottom right corner it's Wario, and then underneath Mario it says Greed?
No, I don't think so.
I don't understand.
Oh, that one was from ShitpostBot 3000.
Okay, good. So it is a shitpost.
Absolutely.
I had to make sure there was something there that I was not getting.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would have made no sense.
Yeah, I think the template was Mario and Wario, and Greed was the, like, source image.
Man, Mario looks terrifying in this image. His eyes are real human eyes.
Yeah.
Like, they're clearly just edited onto it, but just, fuck. Yeah, oh, this next one you sent me is pretty funny. No more Netflix and chill. It's Disney plus this dick from now on. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I wish I was confident enough to throw that at somebody, but I'm not.
No.
Yeah.
No, me neither.
And also, I don't want to lay down that $7 a month for Disney Plus when I just want to watch The Mandalorian.
Yeah. You could get the free trial.
I could. I'm going to do the free trial.
Do the free trial and freaking watch it and get out. Anyway. Man, we don't have that many memes. What are we?
We don't have that many memes, but don't worry, everybody.
Hit him with the next one, though, Pat.
Hit him with the next one. This one I sent you.
I love this one.
Yeah. It's a picture of Fred Flintstone in a full-ass suit holding a gun.
He got a cigarette in his mouth,
and it says, "Forgive me for what I must yabba-dabba-do."
Yeah.
Could you imagine if the Flintstones was a mafia show?
Dude, I want to watch whatever show this is the cover for, honestly. Man. That'd be so good. All right, Pat.
Yep. The best part was is I sent it to you, and you said, "I love this meme," and I felt proud. And then you said, "Nick sent it to me a couple of years ago," and I was like, "Ah, god damn it."
Yeah, it was so old. I always feel bad telling people that, but my memer pride gets in the way, and I can't just let anyone have it. If I've seen it, I have to tell them.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the honesty. Otherwise, I would have been going on living a false life.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I can't let you do that.
I appreciate it, brother. So this one you sent me, it's just a standard picture with a text over it. You know it's cold outside when you go outside and it's cold.
True.
Unreal. How true.
Absolutely true.
Just immensely fucking true.
Yeah.
All right.
That's just a fact.
And then I sent you three videos in a row.
Yeah, these are just dudes falling. I'm not putting those on.
No, I know that. I don't expect you to. But, like, in one evening, I sent Brent not one, but three different videos of people skating and eating shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The next actual meme is a Twitter post that is at Pringles. It's not from them. It's being yelled at them. And it's a can of Pringles. And the caption says, "How is this a pun? You could have had Pringle Bells or Merry Christmas, you stupid motherfuckers." And the container of Pringles says, "Merry Pringles." It just says Merry Pringles. Like.
Yeah.
Like, I could think of one for fucking chip. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-lays.
Yeah, easy.
It'd be easy.
Easy. You know,
I hate it so much. Almost as much as that actual, like, Pringle meme you sent me of the Pringles man crawling out of the can.
Yeah.
That one I hated.
He's single. Yep. He Pringle.
He ready to mingle.
Yep.
This next one I just sent you right as we started recording, and it's one of my favorite. I find it on the SpongeBob meme page, which I love so much. And it's a picture of Dwayne The Rock Johnson with SpongeBob hugging his head and crying. And it says, "It's not just a boulder. It's a rock. A rock." God.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Two of the most wholesome people on the planet.
Wow. Just so good.
Who do you think's more supportive, Dwayne The Rock Johnson or SpongeBob?
Can you imagine if they were in a supportive off?
I don't want to imagine that. Which one do you think you have a better chance of falling in love with?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah?
Easily.
Which one do you think looks more like cheese?
Dwayne. He's the best at everything.
Gosh. What kind of cheese do you think he tastes like?
All right. We're out of memes, so Pat, what do you want to do on Reddit? We still got 15 minutes to kill. We've never run out of memes before.
We've never run out of memes before.
This is idiot sandwich history right now.
It is the worst. I don't know, man. I'm looking through it, and I'm seeing some funny memes. I'm also seeing like a lot of weird shit.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Okay, so on my Reddit, I have a lot of animal stuff. And by like, it's a lot of just adorable animals.
Yeah.
A whole bunch. And one of my favorite ones is called Animals Being Derps, and I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. I don't want to do like a thing of just like, hey, go check out this Reddit.
Yeah, no, that's
but dumb. Like
Pat, you should go to the one about water.
Oh, Hydro Homies. That would have been a much better one to talk about.
Yeah, we were talking about that before because Pat took a big drink of water and he goes, man, what's better than water?
Can we just talk about water?
Dude, water's so good.
Like, I know none of you care.
Here's the thing about water is once you are a hydrated person, like, because, like, for most of the time I was in, like, middle school and high school, like, I just drank Coke all the time.
Yeah.
And then, like, late high school, early college, I started drinking a bunch more water because I found that I feel better if I drink a lot of water.
Everyone should.
I can't go back. Like, you can't... Once you're a well-hydrated person, you cannot stop being
well-hydrated. I just sent a picture of the most crisp bottle of water I've ever... It's going on the Imgur, everybody.
It looks so good.
It's the crispest looking...
I mean, that's the only water I've ever looked at and thought, that looks actually delicious.
I'd fuck it.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. It's not...
It's good water. I'll put it up. What are you seeing on Hydro Homies, bud?
Honestly, the most alarming thing that I've seen is like a very consistent thing, which is, have you ever seen that thing of people taking like a full ass bottle of water and smashing and drinking all of it?
No, I actually haven't, but I can imagine what you're saying.
Basically, they just take it.
It's basically like a shotgun water.
They shotgun a water, and it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Cause how do you do, I guess it goes along with the same principles as chugging. But, like...
I mean, yeah, you can shotgun a beer, you can shotgun a water.
Dude, it's probably so creepy. It, like, so the Hydro Homies subreddit is amazing because it's all about water, drinking water. Yeah, love drinking that water. And they hate drinking soda.
Yeah, Hydro Homies.
Like, this one right here. When my friend talks about how much soda he drank last night, and then it's a picture of Terry Crews from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and it says, "Your tone's braggy, but your words are real sad."
Yeah. Do people brag about drinking a lot of soda?
I've never heard anyone brag about drinking a lot of soda since elementary school.
Yeah, I'm honestly embarrassed about the amount of soda that I drink. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't either. I didn't drink nearly enough water in elementary school. And honestly, I think it reflects on the fact that I'm, you know, I feel terrible all the time now.
Probably not, but...
No, that's because I make poor life decisions.
Yeah.
But I'm not making poor life decisions now.
Yeah, he's drinking that water. It's the only life decision you need to be right. It's just chug-a-lugging.
All that. Chug-a-lugging.
Sweet, sweet clear.
Sweet, sweet.
Somebody in my work group chat the other day said, "Does anyone know anything about chemistry?" And a few people said no. And I said, "Yeah, I know something. The blue one is water." And then I said, "No, wait. I meant H2O.
The blue one is water. Shit!
Yeah. So, everyone that I work with hates me.
Yep. Dude, I don't know how many of the people that I work with, I don't know if any of them like me. Like, they're all enjoying. Oh, shit, dude. One of my coworkers that quit recently quit her other job and is coming back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, she's quitting because she hated the old place. Or she hated the other place.
Uh-huh.
It's just her Snapchats about it were so sad. I felt so terrible for her. And I was like, I'm so sorry. She said, yeah, the manager's really excited. And I was like, oh, that doesn't sound like you like that at all.
So, but like, are you happy that she's going to be working at Panera again?
Yeah, she's great. Like her?
Okay, that was really my question.
I'd back her. She's a good friend.
Good friend. I got her back.
I got her. She's a homie.
Oh, a homie, huh?
Yep. Yep.
Well,
quit Panera, worked at Captain D's, came back to Panera.
Captain D's?
Yeah. From the dust, yeah.
What freaking Captain D's?
From the crust we came, and to the dust we shall crust we shall return.
Nice.
Is
that? Do you guys have to say a pledge like that whenever you get sworn in at Panera?
Yeah, there's like a goat, and we have to pray to it, and then kill it, and then drink its blood.
And then make bread out of it?
No, we take its goat milk, and we make a lovely cheese, and put that in a grain bowl.
Oh, a grain bowl?
Yeah.
And then where does the bread come from?
We bake it.
Oh, you just bake it?
We just bake it. We have a recipe and the material to do so.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, go out in the field.
There's been a huge, like...
grain or, yeah. Or mill your own.
No, we've killed a lot of goats. Like, there's...
Do you even serve goat, like, at...
We serve goat cheese.
Really?
No.
No, you don't?
Nope.
No goat cheese?
No goat cheese.
So, all right. I think I'm done with asking questions. But that did remind me of a semi-culty experience I had a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hanging
out. I'm excited. There's no way that this culty thing is going to turn out poorly for me.
Yeah. I was hanging out at a hotel that my friend works at. And, like, she just stands in the lobby and, like, has to check people in if they come in. But it's, like, basically it's 8 hours of her just standing there doing nothing. So, like, I come and hang out sometimes. And there were a couple of guys who came in. And I thought their accents sounded Canadian at first. And guess what, Pat?
Were they Canadians?
They were Canadian. I was right. I was excited. But anyway, they said they drove from, like, Arizona that day to Murray.
Why?
Wow, that's a heck of a drive. And they're like, yeah, well, the long drive's tomorrow. They're going back up to Canada the next day.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I was like, dang. And I said...
You met some legit Canadians.
Yeah, and I said, what are you guys doing down here? And this guy was sitting in a chair sort of across the room from me. And he said, well... Bible work's the best way to put it for you, my friend. And I said, okay, as I did not want to know any more.
Can you repeat that phrase?
Bible work is the best way to put it to you, my friend.
Is the best... What are you guys here for? Bible work.
Like, what are you doing down here? Yeah. Where
Bible work is the best way to put it to you, my friend.
Yeah. Sort of cryptic, huh?
Kind of cryptic.
Okay. So... Then I said, okay, didn't care to know anything else. Mm-hmm. Wish that I didn't know anything else. And I know only enough to make it even more eerie. Do you want to know what he said next?
Of course. Of course I want to know what he said.
He stood up out of his chair, was looking out the window, scooted one chair closer, which, like, there's still several chairs between us, but I'm noticing that was sort of a weird move.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, we had to attend a feast down in Arizona.
Don't like that.
A feast? Who says feast?
Fucking cult members. Or kings. Or barbarians.
Yeah. Bible work. Feast.
Was this man a member of the Game of Thrones cast?
No way, man. He was a friggin' hillbilly.
Oh, my God. That makes it worse, dude.
Yeah, dude. So, I'm scared. I fear that I will be sacrificed. And, yeah. That's where I'm at. But I'm guessing they're back in Canada by now, so I'm probably safe.
Don't worry. They're good. They're doing their Bible work. That just weirds me out because I've never heard anything described as that.
As Bible work, right? I don't know what that means.
For me, it just makes it sound like he's a Jehovah's Witness. Even though I know that's not...
I mean, they might say that. I don't know.
I don't know. I've met one Jehovah's Witness in my life, and we never talked about religion. So, you know, what do I know? Nothing. Ever.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was pretty weird. All right, well, I think we're good to call it, Pat.
I think so.
Well, I think we did pretty good. I hope you guys like this episode. I hope you had as much fun as we did.
And I hope you can forgive us for being late, as it was indeed my fault, and I do feel bad for it.
Yep. But anyway, Pat's going to make it up to you guys by making a really cool and funny couple of Photoshops, huh, Pat?
I'm going to make several over the next 2 days, and they're all going to go up at the same time.
All right, bet. So,
guys.
No, yeah.
They're going to be good.
Yeah, they're going to be good. So, that's what I know. Got to give a special thank you to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song, which is called Living Room, off their album Something Old, Something New. It's very fun, very good. We love it, don't we, Pat?
Mm-hmm.
So, hit us with that fact about Mike White.
Mike White is a sparkling cider.
A sparkling cider, huh?
He is a cider boy.
Oh, so he's an alcoholic cider.
Yes, he himself is not an alcoholic.
No.
Because he doesn't drink.
He is a drink.
He is a beverage.
Huh.
He's a drink.
Man.
Has anyone ever called you, like, I know people have been like...
You don't want a drink of water?
Yeah, that, okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking of, because I immediately was like, man, people get called snacks. Can you get called a drink?
Yeah, it's the old lady version.
Yeah. It was a tall drink of water. You know who's never going to say it? You know who's never going to hear that? Me. I'm 5'9". No way.
Nah, man. It's not about how tall you are. It's about how tall the drink is.
Dude, I'm on the Hydro Homies subreddit, and it's just chocked full of people just drinking water directly out of the tap, and I'm in love with it.
That's good stuff.
I always drink water out of the tap.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us, folks. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling your friends again and let them know. And if they let us know that you let them know, and then we'll shout out them.
So we love shouting people out and acknowledging that new people are being added to our audience. And we love the ones that we currently have, but we also love newbies.
And I love snacks. So we're going to get out of here and get some snacks, huh, Pat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Snacks.
Here we go. We did it. That was the podcast. Hit him with it, Pat.
Order another idiot sandwich.
And I'll read my thoughts out loud.